in our lives. And we're looking to men like you, the men who make up our communities, to join.
You have tuned in to Open Mic on CJSF Radio, broadcasting on 90.1 FM from Burnaby Mountain, BC.
This is CJSF 90.1 FM Burnaby Campus and Community Radio from Simon Fraser University. Burnaby is located on the ancestral and unceded homelands of the Haukamalum and Squamish-speaking peoples. Good morning, afternoon, everyone. Thank you for joining me today. I hope you're all having a lovely start to your days. And for those of you that have never heard my voice before, hi, I am Rebecca, the public affairs intern here at the station. And for the next hour, I will be your host. And today I have something sort of different that I've not done before on my open mics, but I thought it could be quite interesting. And it is going to be a rundown of the biggest kind of news stories that have been happening in the UK this past week. There has been some quite interesting and prominent developments happening over there. And I have about three kind of main topics that I picked out as being the ones that were dominating the headlines the most. They are some quite sensitive and serious issues, so I am going to put a listener discretion out there that the topics I will be talking about could be distressing or triggering to you. They're including medical assistance in dying and sexual assault and rape. So I do advise listener discretion, and please switch channels or stop listening to this episode if these topics are going to harm you and your well-being. You can tune back in at 1 p.m. for Varian's open mic. They're quite some sensitive topics. I will also be having a selection of music to break up the topics and the stories, and then we got a mix of electro pop and dance music as well as some indie rock to kind of lift the mood a little bit. And the majority of it is FemCon this time, which is very cool. So starting us off before we get into the topics is a set of electronic house and electro pop music. And we're going to start off with the Canadian band Dirty Radio with their song Jet Fuel, which is off of their latest album Nightshades.
Here's my co-pilot coming strong. I know you noticed it, the jet fuel is taking us home. I need your focus, here's my co-pilot ready to go. I know you're hoping we kick off and then at the show. I need your focus, here's my co-pilot coming strong. I know you noticed it, the jet fuel is taking us home. I need your focus, here's my co-pilot ready to go. I know you're hoping we kick off and then at the show. Here's my co-pilot coming strong. I know you know that is the jet fuel is taking us home. I need your focus, here's my co-pilot ready to go. I know you're hoping we kick off and then at the show. I need your focus, here's my co-pilot coming strong. I know you know that is the jet fuel is taking us home. I need your focus, here's my co-pilot ready to go. I know you're hoping we kick off and then at the show. I need your focus. is my co-pilot ready to go.
Yeah.
Welcome back to Open Mic on CJSF 90.1 FM. And that song that you just heard was an electronic song by the German artist Ben Bohmer off of his latest album Bloom, and the song was called Martin. And just before that, we heard a kind of dream pop, electro pop song called Death and Romance by Magdalena Bay off of their album Imaginal Disc. And a reminder that we started the set off with the Canadian band Dirty Radio with their song Jet Fuel from the album Nightshades. Now, if you've just tuned in, I'm just going to repeat my listener discretion, as today's episode I have some topics that are distressing and triggering, which include medical assistance in dying and sexual assault and rape. So I do advise listener discretion, and please switch channels or stop listening if these topics are going to be harmful to you or your well-being. And you can tune back in at 1 p.m. for Varian's open mic. So to start off, we have the controversial topic that's been debated for a long time in the UK on whether assisted dying should be allowed in legislation. And a lot of comparisons in England has been made to Switzerland, because they have allowed assisted suicide since 1941-1942 time. And there was a lot of talk about terminally ill UK citizens traveling to Switzerland in order to access assisted suicide. However, there has been a strong law that anyone who goes with their loved one or is present during the process or assists them in any way with this will be facing the risk of prosecution and up to 14 years in prison when they return. So it's heavily punishable if you do it. But there is now a new assisted dying bill for England and Wales that was published on Monday, and it will be voted on in the House of Commons on the 29th of November, and it's called the Terminally Ill Adults End of Life Bill. Now, current laws in the UK prevent people from asking for medical help to die, and it would only allow terminally ill adults expected to die within 6 months to seek help to end their life. So this bill will only allow them, and it's only if two doctors and a high court judge verify that they are eligible and have made their decision voluntarily. So there is a lot of safeguards in place and eligibility criteria to meet if this bill does get passed. And so it will require those who apply for assisted dying to be over the age of 18 and a resident in England and Wales and registered with a GP, which is a general practitioner doctor, for at least 12 months. They have to have the mental capacity to make this choice and express a clear, settled, and informed wish, free from coercion or pressure at every stage of the process. Now, the law will allow for the individual to change their mind at any time, and no doctor would be obliged to take part in the process either. So if all the criteria and safeguarding is met, the substance to end the life must be self-administered. It will still forbid doctors or others from administering the substance. The doctor may only prepare the substance or assist the individual to ingest it. The individual has to administer it themselves. And this new bill was introduced by the Labour MP Kim Leadbeater in order to help those who are having to, as she put it, suffer harrowing and distressing deaths both for themselves and their families. And there have been multiple critiques to it concerning fears of coercion and a slippery slope to wider legislation taking in more people. This has been a controversial topic that's been debated for a long time in the House of Commons. But this Labour MP, she rejects these claims because she says that her bill has three layers of scrutiny that will ensure coercion doesn't take place, with two doctors and a high court judge having to sign off, as well as making coercion punishable by up to 14 years in prison. Now, the Prime Minister, Keir Starmer, has previously supported assisting dying, but has pledged to remain neutral, with all party leaders saying that their MPs are allowed to vote according to their conscience rather than along a party's line of support. And the first House of Commons vote will... This will be the first House of Commons vote on assisted dying since it was rejected back in 2015. Now, if it passes the vote that happens on the 29th of November, it will receive further scrutiny from MPs and peers who want to amend it before a final version to be approved by the House of Commons and then the House of Lords in order to become law. Now, I find this quite interesting since Switzerland have been allowing assisted dying since 1941, 1942, and actually taking a look at the legislation here in BC, there is a medical assistance in dying that offers people who are experiencing intolerable suffering due to an incurable medical condition the option to end their life with the assistance of a doctor and nurse practitioner. And it is quite interesting as it seems to be the same debates of fears of coercion to be the strong force against these bills and how different places are implementing safeguarding processes to avoid this. So for BC, there is a list of eligibility and safeguards in place, and BC actually has additional safeguards to the rest of Canada in terms of medical assistance in dying. So for BC, you have to be eligible for health services publicly funded by a government in Canada and at least be 18 years old and capable of making decisions about their own health. The request has to be a voluntary request and it was not made by external pressure, and they have to give informed consent after being informed of the means available that can relieve their suffering, such as palliative care. There is also a list of eligibility of what counts as an incurable medical condition that they have to meet in order to apply for medical assistance in dying. Now, the safeguards in place here in BC are that it can only be provided to people who can give consent themselves. It is not accepted through an alternative decision maker or personal advice directive, and the request must be made in writing, signed, and dated in front of one independent witness who also must sign and date the request. The only way that this can be changed is if a person can provide informed consent but is actually physically unable to sign. They can have a proxy who can sign the request under the person's express direction. The request must be signed and dated after they've been informed by a doctor or nurse practitioner that they have a medical condition that fits all of the criteria. And a person must be given the opportunity to withdraw their request throughout the process, including immediately before being provided with medical assistance in dying, which is the same in the new bill that's going to be debated in the UK, is that a person has the right to withdraw at any point. The additional safeguards that BC actually has in place is that if one or both doctors or nurse practitioners are concerned about an individual's capability to provide informed consent, they can request a capability assessment from a third doctor or specialist, and that the pharmacist must dispense the drugs directly to the prescribing doctor or nurse practitioner, and they must return any unused drugs directly to the pharmacy to avoid any issues with that, and the name of the person assigned to return the substance must be documented in patient record too. And the doctor or nurse practitioner must be present with the person during the self-administration and remain with the person until death is confirmed. This can actually not be delegated to another person or professional, which is different to the bill that is happening in the UK, where they are saying that doctors will not be obliged to stay throughout the whole process or administer assistance in dying. So that is the first interesting kind of development that's happening back in the UK. It's been a very recent development, actually, and there's quite a mixed bag over some people say, like some MPs have said, where they stand on it, and It's a mixed bag considering that we've just turned into a Labour government and that a Labour MP has introduced this, and they've sort of, it's been a topical side for the Labour's supporting it, but there's quite a few Labour MPs that are going to say they're voting against the bill because they think there is too much risk involved. And the health secretary actually has said that he will openly be voting against the bill. So before we get into our next topic, which will be to do with the Archbishop of Canterbury and his resignation from his post after 11 years, I have some more music for you, which is mainly indie rock, but we have an English and an Canadian indie rock artist. So we are starting off with the Canadian one. This is the song Talking by the Darcys off of their latest album, Rendering Feelings.
The things that you tell me, the things that you don't.
color.